Tune in tomorrow. Same cat time, same cat channel.
To the Batmobile. This could be the break we've been looking for.
Oh, Catwoman. Catwoman, will you never learn?
So you didn't tell the truth.
You ever hear of a crook who did?
You filthy criminals.
It doesn't pay to court disaster, Robin. She's playing right into our hands. I planned it all this way.
You're listening to the Euro Folk Radio Network here at EuroFolkRadio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of News Bites. I'm news anchor David James, and this is the Replacement Report. Jews file charges against French writer for comparing the Great Replacement to the Holocaust. Oh, here we go again. Diversity Mac Free, or Fry, however you want to put it. On October 22nd, you see something right there right away, right? On October 22nd, 2017, the writer Renal Camus published on his Twitter account the following message. Le génocide des Juifs était sans doute plus criminel, mais parfait, pareil, tout de même, un peu petit bras opre du replacement global. Now, that wasn't very good, but I did the best I could. I used to be able to speak French in high school, but we probably didn't learn every one of those words. The genocide of the Jews was no doubt more criminal, but it seems like small beer compared to global replacism, is what it translates to. The UEJF will file charges against Renal Camus for disputing crimes against humanity and public incitement to racial hatred. Renal Camus, far-right ideologue, has already been convicted for his theory of the Great Replacement. For the UEJF, not content with inciting hatred towards those he considers responsible for global replacism, quote-unquote, Renal Camus adds to it a pernicious form of revisionism, which consists of minimizing the process of extermination of more than 6 gorillion Jews in Europe. For Sacha Gloslan, president of the UEJF, Renal Camus makes competitive victimhood and incitement to hatred his stock in trade. The social networks find that the resources to protect copyright must assume their responsibilities and make use of effective resources to prevent their platforms becoming vectors of hatred. Only Jews can hate, and blacks. The UEJF is the Union of Jewish Students of France, Les Juifs. Renal Camus was a reputed novelist and author before he became actively engaged in politics. He invented the concept of the Great Replacement, which has been taken up by Generation Identity, among others, and which you now come across quite often in mainstream discourse on the continent. It's a kind of more normie-friendly version of white genocide. And it is this disjuncture between the two concepts that sparked off a Twitter spat that has now resulted in legal action. Kim has switched from talking about the Great Replacement to the explicit use of the word genocide to describe what is happening, accompanied by Hitler comparisons. Oh, what a crime. This is what takes me to another very powerful word that I have rejected for a long time and that today I need to at least take into consideration. Genocide. I rejected it for 10 years out of respect for the Hitlerian genocide and due to the unique character of their industrial extermination. The genocide of the Hutus did not have the same scientific character, but it also consisted of mass slaughter, which seems to have eluded us for now. Can we speak of genocide where, at the present, there are no gas chambers, no Shoah by bullets, no systematic blow-by-blow with machetes? I think it necessary if we are going to wake up the people who are asleep and draw their attention to the enormity of what is happening. Reacting to a tweet that showed this image described as a school in England, he said, "Genocide by substitution, the crime against humanity of the 21st century." His response to this was various tweets followed in which he was pressed on his use of the word genocide, but continued to defend it. "I compare what is not to be considered comparable. The atrocious death of 6 guerrillion people with the sinister eradication of 600 million. Yes. In the past, Camus has generally focused his criticism on Islam, specifically, and the replacement of populations, replacism, more generally. He has already been convicted 3 times of hate speech, and his writing career has suffered due to his political engagement. I don't really want to criticize Camus too much when he is already under pressure. He's a good guy and has put himself out there on the front lines where he is actively suffering. But he has a blind spot when it comes to the Jews. Here today we have someone raising the JQ with him, the Jewish question. The Jews are in favor of the Great Replacement. It has been noted for 2,000 years their goal is destroying Christians. To which he replies, "No, it's totally false. They are the first victims and our allies in the resistance." Ah, le Juif. Remember, this is even after he knows that the Jews are suing him. It was the same last week. He says, "How can anti-Jews denounce the Jews as being responsible for the Great Replacement when they are its first victims?" I replied, recommending that he read Culture of Critique. If he does, he will probably become red-pilled to the Jewish question, which will no doubt put him in greater legal jeopardy. This has been a Newsbite special report, and until next time, smarten up and don't look down.
Left, left, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, left, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip,